Hello, my name is Catherine Templeton, and I'm very happy to introduce you to the tridoshic theory of Ayurvedic medicine. Ayurveda is such a vast science, it's really difficult to begin to find a way to make it digestible to understand this theory. However, it's very practical as well as being about consciousness and spirituality. So let me see what I can do. In Ayurvedic medicine, we look at the five elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether, or space, as the Maha Panchabhutas, the five great elements. And the way we understand them for our medical use or our scientific use is through the gaze of the doshas. Dosha has many meanings. One of the ones that we'll want to talk about today is about being able to think about dosha in terms of these pure elements becoming manifest in our physical nature. So our body, our water sac, is our elemental nature of dosha. We all have all the doshas. There's three of them. There's kapha, pitta, vata, and we'll talk more about them. Each of those doshas are made up of two elements, kapha, earth and water, pitta, fire and water, and vata, air and ether. So what does that mean? How do we understand that? Well, let's pull back first and look at the big picture. Often when we talk about doshas, we're talking about them in terms of our constitution or our biological humors. And what we mean by that is a Sanskrit word called prakriti. So we'll say your dosha prakriti or your dosha constitution is made up of more pitta than vata and kapha, something like that. But the word prakriti comes from Sankhya philosophy, and what it really means is our conscious nature. So prakriti, we might say in our tradition, is the Divine Mother herself. And this is one of the things I love about Ayurvedic tridoshic theory, is that prakriti I can experience within my physical nature because I'm a reflection of the divine prakriti. Our tridoshic theory allows us to see that our divine consciousness in the manifest form of those five amazing elements, when they become into a gross, dense matter of our physical body, become doshic and become the reflection of our own divinity. So taking care of the body, nourishing it, cleansing it, is a way of taking care of our divine nature as well. And it's how we learn to manifest our divine nature in the world. So our dharma, our reason for being born and being here on the planet, is to begin to manifest that which we are inspired by. So we're living in a right way with our conscious awareness. So we're born with a certain dosha prakriti, Ayurveda says, so we can get the job done. I'm born with some heat, some fire in my nature because it's going to help me live my job in a way with greater ease and steadiness versus having trouble manifesting my dharma because I'm in a prakriti or a physical nature that doesn't really align itself with it. We think about dosha and the tridoshic theory in terms of our physical nature and nature herself. In nature, we have, for example, the mighty oak tree. And the mighty oak tree is made of certain qualities, and those qualities are it's heavy and steady and stable and slowly grows, the oak grows, and she grows with great majesty, with deep roots and a lot of moisture. Her bark is held tightly to her to herself. So we'd say she's more earth and water. She's more kaphic in nature. On the other end of the spectrum, we have the beautiful birch tree, who's very, very tall or very, very tiny. And she's a little bit thin, not so durable. As a matter of fact, a good windstorm can take her down. And she's kind of dry in nature. You can kind of peel off her bark, right? It's thin and like paper. So in that way, she's got those qualities inherent in Vata dosha. And in the middle, let's say, is the flowering pear tree. And that flowering pear tree has a sort of symmetry. Her trunk is as long as her branches come out. And she flowers in spring with efficiency and produces a product, a fruit in the summer, and then becomes dormant in the winter. So there's an inherent moisture, an inherent intensity and drive to produce that fruit. So we say she's more related to Pitta. So in nature at large, we see the doshas. Within our physical body, we see the doshas. Our tendency, not our psychology, but our tendency is because of our doshic nature. And our consciousness, our divine consciousness, is a reflection of Prakriti herself. So I hope that our series will give you more information that's more easy and to understand and integrate about who you are as a doshic nature and how the wisdom of the tridoshic theory can support you every day in your life to be able to live with your divine consciousness in this physical body to live your dharma.